Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, everybody. Welcome as we begin another day, the Tuesday of, kind of an important week for a lot of reasons here in this wonderful, wonderful constitutional republic known as the United States of America. Great to have you with us. I hope you can hang out with us for the next 2 hours. Don't you find it interesting that Chief Justice John Roberts is not going to preside over the sham impeachment trial? Yeah, I think that's kind of telling, to put it mildly. Now, let me throw this at you, and this you're going to have to hang out with me for a little bit as I get through this. Quo warranto can be used to stymie this sham Senate impeachment trial. And I'm going to tell you how and why. It's a fascinating piece written a couple of days ago by the lawyer who's brought all of this to the forefront. Now, he says that Donald Trump is aware of it, Rudy Giuliani, but yet no application to the D.C. District Court, which is where quo warranto must happen, has been made. So we're going to get into that. I also want to talk about a couple of other things, including some fast. Are you tense these days? Are you tense because you just know that this election was stolen? And nobody seems to be doing anything about it. Well, that's not necessarily true. And in fact, there's actually a lot that is being done with it. And this guy, Jay Valentine, remember I talked about him? He has written another piece in The American Thinker. Now, this guy runs a cyber data company that has, well, they're the ones that bailed out eBay, as a matter of fact. And some other companies, he hasn't named it, but it's a very, very large medical insurance company that was just getting ripped off. And they had entire departments of people that couldn't figure it out. His team did. That's what they do. So he's written a piece, and the bottom line of it is this. He's thinking about putting together a system, and he's asking for assistance. He's putting together a public election data website that they're going to call it Fun with 2020 Election Fraud or something like that. And it's where you literally, you can push a button called the simple button, and you can see state by state the dead people that voted, the people that are underage that voted, the people that don't live in the state that voted, the numbers of ballots, say in Pennsylvania, that went out, mail-in ballots that went out and came back before the postmark date. How's that possible? You can see all of that. Now, wouldn't that be fun? Are you tense? Are you upset? Apparently, a lot of people are. Well, let me give you not only that little bit of news, but also this one. Right after we got off of the air, just as we were getting off the air. In fact, I saw it. I didn't have an opportunity to talk about it because I wanted to finish the phone calls of the day. By the way, speaking of phone calls, 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. And we have many new lines. Well, we've got at least one extra line now. We have 4 to 5 lines that we can take your phone calls. 503-589-1220 is that Power of Buick GMC talk line. Emails to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. So as we were getting off the air and I was talking with people, I saw this that Donald Trump, two things. He put to bed this rest or this rumor that he was going to start a third party, the Patriot Party. His team, in fact, it is the headline in red of the thelibertydaily.com. It says Donald Trump's team officially disavows the Patriot Party, affirms that the GOP belongs to Trump. And it does, folks. Trump establishes the office of the former president, issues a statement. Now, this is just brilliant. And it's everything that I have wanted him to do. Plus, he is focusing, as you're seeing on the chyrons, he's focusing on doing exactly what else I thought that he should do. And again, this isn't rocket science. It's just natural to see that this would be the proper progression of things if Trump wants to remain involved and he wants to remain impactful. And I think he does because he loves America. He didn't have to put himself and his family through the garbage they've been put through, including this fake second trial in the Senate on a sham, dumb impeachment. And I'm not going to get any more because it's just Mark Levin has just done a masterful job of doing that. But Trump is doing everything that I thought he should do, including going into these districts and actively recruiting people. Now, they haven't announced that, but they've sort of announced it, okay? Recruiting people to run against these 10 rhino Republicans. This is precisely what needs to happen. Now, I told you yesterday, I read for you the Oregonian editorial that's just completely out of touch with reality. Oh, they think they're in touch with reality, but they don't know, they don't understand where 75 million Americans are in their thinking and their thought processes. That's what we're going to talk about today. Trump is doing everything that he must do. In fact, I got a text message from an old friend who lives in Arizona. And she was asking what this really means. And I just sort of laid it out for her. It means Donald Trump is taking back control of the party. Because even before the moment that he was unelected, in other words, that the election was stolen from him, and yes, it was. There's irrefutable evidence of it. By the way, that evidence at some point is going to come out in court. Sooner or later, it is. But the reality is this, election was taken from him. That's why people are tense. But I will tell you that by doing this, Trump does not allow the control of the party to be taken back from him, which was beginning to happen. Okay? And it was. You could see it. You could hear it in the voices. It was, you know, the Mitch McConnell comments, Kevin McCarthy comments, all of that is meant to signal that they're going to be pulling control of the party back from the Trumpster. Ain't going to happen, folks. Let me just say that to you again. It ain't going to happen because Trump loves this country. He put himself through all of this, didn't have to do what he did. And he did it because he loves America. Because America is a great place. He didn't enrich himself. By the way, don't you just love how the Supreme Court rejected the ridiculous emoluments lawsuit that he was doing this to enrich himself? What a crock. Who would subject themselves to the kind of stuff that Donald Trump did? Nobody in their right mind, except somebody who's absolutely dedicated to the idea of liberty, freedom, that America is great, and that we represent that to the world, folks, and we do. Believe me, we do. So Donald Trump is doing everything to resist the establishment retaking control of the party. This is exactly what he has to do. Establishing the office of the former president. Folks, there isn't an office of the former president, and I had to share this with my friend. This is poking fun at Biden. It's also poking fun at the mainstream media that let Biden get away with the office of the president-elect. There is, never has been, any office of the president-elect. They just made it up out of thin air. And the mainstream media let them get away with it. So now Trump is daring the mainstream media to come against him for establishing the office of the former president. Even more importantly, this puts him in front. And this is what I told my friend in Arizona. This puts Trump in front of the Republican Party, leading the way. That's exactly what this does. It is the smart thing to do. And it should strike fear in the hearts of Jaime Herrera Butler, who voted for impeachment from Vancouver, Washington, and Representative Newhouse, Congressman Newhouse, who apparently six of the counties that he represents in eastern Washington, one of which where my stepson and my grandkids live in Pasco, they all of them came out and demanded his resignation. The Republican parties of those counties demanded his resignation. Every one of them needs a primary opponent, well-funded. Again, as I have told you, millions and millions of Americans have voted for Donald Trump, need to give $10 a piece. Trump finds the candidates, he funds them, and they beat these people, and they put the fear of God back into not just the Republican establishment, but the deep state. That's what needs to happen. America is different. We are different, folks. We are fed up with it. Some headlines, by the way, from the Liberty Daily. Fascist Twitter suspends Trump supporter MyPillow CEO Mike Lindell for calling out Democrat voter fraud. Job losses, here's another one, caused by Democrat lockdown tyranny, caused four times the job losses as the 2009 financial crisis. Think about that. How about this? The Democratic Party of Oregon refuses to condemn Antifa terrorists after they tried to destroy their party headquarters, and they try to blame Republicans instead. And here's an interesting piece. If we now can impeach former U.S. presidents, why don't we start with crooked Barack Hussein Obama? Speaking of Obama, here's another story. Two brothers reveal Obama's, quote, moral compass, unquote, because he molested them since they were 12 and 13. You know, you're probably not going to see that story on mainstream media, are you? Nah, you wouldn't likely do that. Anyway, I just think it's brilliant how Donald Trump has taken control in the manner that I hoped he would. And I really kind of expected him to, because he's a showman, folks. He gets it. And he is now playing everybody. And it's going to be fun to watch. Back in a moment with Waratko.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. You can also send me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news, and I will do my best to read it on the air. By the way, I want to thank a number of you that are listeners to this show that work for the state of Oregon. I'm very careful not to mention your name, or even I try not to mention the agency you work for. From time to time, you send me things both by email or you send things in the mail. And I got some stuff in the mail from a particular longtime state employee who worked for the state of Oregon for 37 years. I just want to thank this person for the things that they sent me. I am grateful In fact, I just don't know how you do it. Let me just be honest with you. I guess maybe I'm too independent in my life, having grown up on a farm and being a farmer and setting, you know, my own course on a daily basis. I just don't know how you put up with what you put up with. The politically correct garbage that comes from the governor's office through your agency managers right down to you. I don't know how you do it. I have the deepest of respect for you, because I just honestly, I don't think I could do it. I don't know how you do it. I'm just amazed. Anyway, thank you to those of you who you know, take the time to reach out, and I will always keep your comments to me confidential. I do not want you to be have the crazies come after you because you get outed. Anyway, thank you. Very, very grateful. And I hope that I get a chance to meet some of you at the Freedom Celebration this coming Sunday afternoon. Why don't you come and join us, folks? 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Actually, be there at 1. You know why? Because the doors open at 1, and that's when the great music from the 45th fret is going to start. So if you want to come and enjoy some great music, maybe do a little dancing, there's going to be lots of room for it. Well, then come early. Come at 1 o'clock. The event starts at 2, but the doors open at 1. So, you know, please come and enjoy some fantastic food from Adam's Ribs Smokehouse, from Kira's Restaurant, Main Street Bistro in Silverton. It's going to have some incredible pastries and cookies and desserts and so forth. So just come and join us, won't you? We're going to honor the men and the women that really do keep us free on a daily basis. A lot of law enforcement, fire, certainly the Oregon National Guard for what they do in our local community and what they do in having to go overseas at times, active duty military, and most importantly, veterans. And we're going to have a lot of veterans there. And we're going to hear from some of the veterans what freedom means to them. And we're going to hear from some other people what freedom means. So we're going to honor these men and women that keep us free every day in our lives. We're very grateful for them. We're going to give them the KSLM Heroes Award. So come and join us, won't you? Go to kslm.news. Need to register online. It's $10 a person, $30 for a family of four or more. And we're just very, very grateful for all of you, and especially one of our two main sponsors. That's Ticklicker Firearms. As you know, they have two locations. One in Salem, South Salem, right on South Commercial across from Winco, and down in Corvallis. You know, they got a staff that is very knowledgeable, and they can help answer your questions about firearms. And they got a lot of ammo, a great selection of new and used handguns, too, for that matter. They offer concealed carry classes. You can find them on their website, which is ticklickerfirearms.com. Let me say it again, ticklickerfirearms.com. They've been here in business for over 40 years. Take care of their customers. Ticklickerfirearms.com. Thank you for helping to celebrate freedom with us. So come and join us, friends, won't you? KSLM.news. Get registered. By the way, just saw another story here. Red State's got a story about how the CDC changed the COVID criteria that inflated the COVID fatalities 10 times. Tenfold. And in fact, you can have listed on your death certificate COVID as the initiating factor if you just have a cough. And then, you know, maybe you go to the hospital and you die of a heart attack. No, COVID is listed. It's stunning. By the way, that's how the CDC was able to scare the living daylights out of everybody and get an increase of their budget. Now, get this, for last year, from $8 billion to $46 billion. Honking the COVID-19 panic horn, it's called. It's stunning. It's a great piece. I'll have it up on the show plan. All right, quo warranto. Trump can use a quo warranto action as a complete defense to his impeachment trial. No kidding. This is an interesting piece, again, written by lawyer Leo D'Onofrio at The Natural Born Citizen. That's his blog. It's a WordPress blog, WordPress.com blog. He says this. He says, Donald J. Trump, please pay close attention to the following legal strategy. You can't sit back on defense for the Senate's pending attack on America. The so-called impeachment trial fiasco is aimed at stopping the American people from holding the line concerning election fraud, error, and blatant lawlessness in the 2020 election. If you are still willing to counterpunch rather than meekly playing defense, then you must bring the receipts of fraud to institute an action in quo warranto to oust Joe Biden and Kamala Harris from office right now. When we come back from the bottom of the hour break, I'm going to get into the nuts and the bolts of this, how pending quo warranto litigation is a defense to the impeachment trial that's going to start as the House managers delivered and read the impeachment charges at the Senate last night. It's such a sham that Chief Justice John Roberts refuses to participate. What does that tell you? What does it tell the world? Well, we're going to get into it. Back in a moment at 6:30.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back 24 minutes to the top of the hour. Actually, don't call, okay? Because I need some time to get through this. I think this is really important. Quo warranto. You know, we talked at length about that. I know many of you have researched it. Leo D'Onofrio wrote a piece on the 23rd. Of course, today's the 26th, so that wasn't that long ago. Here's his point. A quo warranto action is one where Donald Trump says this election was stolen. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are not legitimately allowed under the law to assume office. That's basically what they would be saying. This, as you know, is quo warranto, is exclusive to the Washington, D.C. District Court, the District of Criminals District Court. That's our nickname these days for D.C. So there's a principle, right? How many times have you heard this? Well, we can't comment on pending litigation. In fact, it's been extended. We cannot interfere with pending federal court litigation, unquote. You see, if Trump has a quo warranto action before the court, whether it's the district court, whether it's the D.C. Court of Appeals, or the U.S. Supreme Court, then any Senate trial is premature. That's why he needs to use a quo warranto action tactically right now. Now, I'm going to get into more of the nuts and the bolts of this, but I'm going to stop there for a moment. And why would he want to do this? Well, besides the fact that he can get his evidence out before a Senate impeachment trial, okay, which has all kinds of implications. But it's as much about public relations. Can you imagine what's going to happen in the news media? What Pelosi and Schumer are going to do once he files a quo warranto action in D.C. District Court? See, a lot of people have no... I never knew anything about it until I saw this 2 weeks ago. Can you imagine how America is going to react with Donald Trump going on offense? What have I told you? How many times does the Republican Party need to go on offense? I mean, they just went on offense on Mike Nierman. You saw that story from yesterday? It's an Oregonian story, fish wrapper story. Leaders of Oregon progressive groups and labor unions call on legislature to expel Representative Mike Nierman. By the way, you wonder why the NAACP, Eugene Springfield chapter, is involved in this. Apparently because a guy was at this is like the fourth paragraph in the story. At least one of the pro-Trump anti-coronavirus lockdown demonstrators at the Capitol has expressed support for white nationalism. Oh, no. Somebody who's expressed support out there came to the Capitol, was there. And now apparently the NAACP has to get involved. It's just, this is ridiculous. It's this long list of leftist groups. My point is that they are going on offense against Mike Nierman. Nierman's got to go on offense against them. This is what quo warranto and Trump using it could do. Now, tactically, it's brilliant. Because how can you hold a trial if there's pending litigation? You can't. Under normal rules. Now, it doesn't mean that they wouldn't try to go do it, but it would be really, really difficult. By Trump takes the lead in public, all of a sudden the public is going to become aware of what quo warranto is and the danger that it is to actually removing Kamala Harris and Joe Biden from the presidency. Because in the action, and it has to be heard at some point, unless just everybody decides to dismiss it, and that's going to be interesting, it's the opportunity to present the evidence. Evidence that we all know they have. How can you not have it? I mean, the visual evidence, we'll get to that. There's the American Thinker piece about this, too, by Jay Valentine. It's the cyber crime guy. Fun with 2020 election fraud is going to be his website. Anyway. The Wisconsin Supreme Court decision, hundreds if not thousands of sworn affidavits, video evidence, voting machine irregularities. We know they're true both in Antrim County, Michigan, and in Fulton County, Georgia. All of this is stuff that needs to be in front of a jury trial. The facts get laid out in front of a jury in a quo warranto proceeding. Remember, what you're alleging in a quo warranto proceeding is that an election, either by error or by fraud, is invalid and people need to be removed. Now, here's what's interesting about this and why this causes the problem. Just all of the other things aside, okay, all of the benefits of Trump doing this, educating the public, putting the evidence out there, making the left go just completely nuts and taking the wind out of Biden's sails, because now Trump is front and center. Can't be ignored. Lay all of that aside. Listen to this. This law, D'Onofrio writes, specifically designed for this ability to remove someone who's either fraudulently or by error has assumed a public office, a federal office only. This was written by Congress and enacted in 1901. A law designed by Congress, the federal quo warranto statute. Now makes it impossible for you to be convicted of fraud or you being convicted of insurrection as a president. So how, here's the question to ask. You're probably thinking, okay, how's this possible? Here, how can the Senate seriously convict you when you are using a law the Senate passed? It's a good question. He writes, how can your behavior be a high crime or misdemeanor if Congress has enacted a statute to be specifically accommodative of such behavior? It's an absurd impeachment for the very reason that they have impeached you for your behavior. They themselves, as Congress, assembled, enacted legislation to support and accommodate. What is he saying here? Donald Trump used his speech to ask people to peacefully support the members of Congress that were going to object to a fraudulent election. That is why quo warranto was written by Congress, signed into law in 1901, for the very reason of either by error or by fraud. Donald Trump used that law, in essence, to say, go support the congressmen that are objecting to a fraudulent election. So how can Congress impeach him and convict him for him doing something in law that they said should be done in law? Think about it. How can they do that? His behavior was not a high crime or misdemeanor, folks. It was doing exactly what the law said should be done. Not inciting an insurrection, but standing up and supporting a fraudulent election. Supporting those who are objecting to it. That's what quo warranto is all about. So he continues. He says, therefore, in order to take advantage of the argument I'm making, you must institute an action of quo warranto immediately. Then you can make the rational argument I've just made. But until you avail yourself of their own law to contest a bogus election, then you can't make this argument effectively. So he has to say, I'm going to use your law that you wrote, Congress, to contest a bogus election. And he makes a good point. He says, your failure to institute a quo warranto action, we'll leave history with the question of asking, why didn't you? More on this when we come back. It gets a little bit more involved, including how the Department of Justice could try to stop it all. That's interesting. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes to the top of the hour. I want to thank Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for also being one of our great sponsors of the show and of KSLM Radio. Thank you, Eric and your team at Righteous Renovations. Check out all the great work that they can do for you to make your life better, like brand new kitchen, remodeling that thing, or our new bathroom. RighteousRenovations.com. That's the website. You can see the before and after pictures of some of the work that they've done. And frankly, the very satisfied customer comments. RighteousRenovations.com. So, quo warranto. There is a way that the Attorney General and the U.S. Attorney can block it, but only temporarily, because they've done it before in the past. You see, Donald Trump, as former president, is clearly an interested person. The statute talks about that. He can go to the Attorney General of the United States under Joe Biden or the U.S. Attorney in the District of Columbia and request it. If they refused, and the statute says, if they refuse to institute a quo warranto proceeding on the request of a person interested, the interested person may go around, may apply to the court by certified petition for leave to have the writ issued. Now, here's the next point that's so clear here. When, in the opinion of the court, the reasons set forth in the petition are sufficient in law, the writ shall be allowed to be issued by any attorney in the name of the United States on the relation of the interested person. It can be people at large. This is a way around, a way around the DOJ blocking it or the U.S. attorney. Now, there's another way, okay? But the bottom line is this here. Sufficient in law is the key phrase. You see, the D.C. District Court has to determine, under the language of 16-3503, that's the statute here, what sufficient in law means. Instead, they're not judging the actual facts at this step. They're not doing that. Instead, the court has to analyze and determine that the petition that has been presented to them is sufficient in law. In other words, that the allegations of fact in the petition meet the definitions sufficient in law for the writ to go forward. Forward to where? The fact-finding stage. 16-3544 states, quote, issues of fact shall be tried by a jury if either party requests it. Otherwise, they shall be determined by the court, unquote. It has to be found sufficient in law that the facts presented in the allegations of fact in the petition meet the requirement of sufficient in law. Now, that's hard for a judge to say, no, it doesn't. Now, this continues. There is a sneaky DOJ quo warranto tactic, and it was used in Sibley versus Obama in 2012. Sibley was a person who brought a quo warranto action against Obama because he wasn't born in America. What the DOJ did under Eric Holder, Obama's AG, and the U.S. attorney, person by the name of Machen, the quo warranto action was brought in November of 2011. They simply ignored it. Period. It wasn't until June 2012, 7 months later, that finally the court had to rule. And what did the court rule? they ruled wrongly in that, well, because they haven't responded, it's just null and void. It wasn't ripe, as they say, until the DOJ actually refuses the petition. He writes, this creates an absurdity in the law, in that if this ridiculous analysis is correct, the DOJ can stop all interested parties simply by never responding at all. Let me just say that again. What the DOJ did in this case by not responding, a judge said 7 months later, it's not right because they didn't refuse it. That's an absurdity of the law. Because then the DOJ could use it every time to simply just never respond. They continue here by saying that, well, actually, the 1901 statute was amended to actually read now, refusal of United States, this is 16-3523, refusal of the United States Attorney or Attorney General of the District of Columbia to act procedures. So what they did is they created a procedure in the Quo Warranto law. They amended it to provide for this very tactic where the DOJ just runs out the clock and a judge says it's not ripe. The judge ruled wrongly, and unfortunately the plaintiff, the lawyers for Sibley versus Obama, did not point this out to the court. We'll get into more of this because we're getting close to the end of it, and I will get into taking your phone calls in the next hour. But look, you got to understand something here. By Donald Trump instituting an action of quo warranto now, it creates a pending action before the courts. It creates a catch-22 for the Senate. If the DOJ officially refuses Trump's request, this makes his case ripe to petition the D.C. court directly. See, you have to go to the DOJ, U.S. Attorney, first. If they deny it, then he has the ability under the Quo Warranto statute to go to the D.C. court directly. But if Biden's DOJ stalls, like they did Sibley versus Obama, then Trump can rely on the precedents stating that the DOJ is still considering an action against Biden that would stop the impeachment. He concludes by saying, if Biden's own DOJ won't stand up for him by officially refusing to institute a quo warranto action to oust him from the office of the president, you would assume they wouldn't, then how can the Senate convict Trump for insurrection resulting from his questioning the legality of the election? It's a ridiculous absurdity. Yes, it is, and it's brilliant. We'll talk more about that and other things when we come back. It is 6:59, another great hour to go. Don't go away, folks.